What works?
You're listening to the What Works podcast, brought to you by State Alumni, sponsored by Moore Investment Management and TD Milosh Monix Insurance.
Just remember, you're not alone. Career searches can be scary. They can be overwhelming. And we have an entire team who are here to help.
Ah, the sweet celebratory moment of completing what you set out to do. Graduation. Earning a credential is a major milestone, and you deserve to relish in the glory of it all. Congratulations to you, and welcome to the State Alumni family. The grad caps have been tossed, the bubbly's been popped, and all of your most Instagrammable moments have been captured. So now what? From the alumni team here at State, I'm your host and fellow State grad, Alyssa Athanasopoulos. Welcome to the What Works podcast. On this episode, we're talking all about your next steps and how State's Career Advancement Services team can help you. Whether you just graduated or graduated many years ago, the good news about being a State alumni is that your connection to State didn't just end the moment you crossed the stage at graduation or received your credential. There are tons of ways to stay connected, and one of those ways is having access to an entire team of career experts through Career Advancement Services. And who better to talk to us about all they have to offer than the manager of that team of experts, Aaron Boyle. So in the intro, I talk about the team of career experts that you lead, and I'm wondering what's the role that they can play in supporting alumni on their career journey.
So we offer a variety of services and resources, including advice on how to spruce up your resume and highlight transferable skills and experience, how to utilize networking tools such as LinkedIn, and how to take advantage of labor market information to plan the next step in your career.
Okay, what is labor market information?
Labor market information is a variety. It's everything from salary information. It includes what sectors are hiring, where they're hiring. You know, are there certain cities that are hiring more of those types of positions? So that's kind of the traditional labor market information. When you really deep dive, though, you actually can find all sorts of stuff about the skill sets and the experience. So one of my favorite resources, it's kind of boring, but it's called the National Occupation Codes from the Government of Canada. So every career has an occupational code. And once you look that up, it will actually give you great information like different job titles, the types of skills, the types of experience. You know, what does an entry level position look like? What does a mid level position look like? What does a top career level position? And so looking at that type of labor market information is really, really important to understand kind of where you should be targeting and what you can do.
So thinking about students who are approaching graduation, what should they be doing to start their career search off right?
So I have two tips. The first one is don't wait till the last minute to write your resume. You should always have a master copy created that showcases all of your education, work experience, involvement in co-curricular activities, and volunteering. And then when the time comes to apply for a job, you have a master that you can go through and tailor to that specific position. It's a lot easier than starting from scratch. And if you need help, Career Advancement Services is here for you. My second tip is to take advantage of all the events and services State offers to grow your professional network while you're still a student. Things like industry nights, employer sessions, speaker series, these are great ways to learn about companies you may want to work for and build your network.
I know you mentioned right off the top, you were saying, don't wait till the last minute to build that resume. But what if grad comes and goes and you're like, okay, really, I don't know what to do. What then?
Yeah, absolutely. So you know what? Don't panic. The reason we encourage people to do it sooner than later is because the activities and experiences you have during school play a really important part in writing that resume. It's not too late. Definitely, we're able to support, so you can meet with career advisors. We also have a ton of information on our resource section on how to sort of start laying out a resume. We've actually developed samples for most of the State programs and for a variety of different situations. So if you're in early career, you know, you've just been a student, this is the first time you're entering that working world, to mid-level profession. So there is sort of templates to start. What we recommend is you start creating something. And then once you have that, you can send it in when you book an appointment and one of the career advisors can go through that with you.
Perfect. So where are these templates and resources and how could someone go about booking an appointment?
My Career Hub is your one-stop shop for everything careers. Both students and alumni have access to that portal. Once you log in, you'll be able to find the resource library that has everything for templates for resumes, interview tips, networking tips. There's also a section to book an appointment with a career advisor. You can book appointments in person or virtual. Once you hit that button, you'll be able to select based on your schedule, the appointment type, and an advisor if there's a particular one you'd like to choose.
What advice do you have for someone who's graduated and isn't sure they're going in the right direction? What kind of questions should they be asking themselves?
My advice is to connect with people in your field and conduct an informational interview to find out what a typical day on the job looks like. Questions such as, you know, you get into the office, what do you do? What are some cool projects that are you working on? What's your best thing about the job? What's the least favorite thing about the job? You know, asking those kinds of questions give you a really good example and better understanding of what it'll be like when you're in the work.
And where would you start when it comes to finding someone to ask to do that informational interview?
There's a lot of different resources. I mean, often courses will actually bring in professionals to come and talk. And so keeping track of who those people are is a really good place to start. If your instructor's bringing them in to talk to the class or to do a speaker series, then you know they're going to be open and willing to talk to people. The other great thing is your fellow alumni. And we can talk a little bit later about how to connect with them, but that's a wealth of resources. And you've got to remember that those folks were in the exact same position that you were. Talking to people who graduated a couple years ago, that new feeling is still very fresh in their mind. And so they totally understand that transition. They understand those questions that you have, and they're going to be very willing to sort of help you and give you a better understanding of what it's like.
So your team has helped thousands of alumni over the years. Is there a thread of wisdom or a specific person's journey that stood out to you?
I think the most important thing is to think outside the box. Career paths are never straight lines. You know, my own journey is an example of that. They curve, they take directions you didn't anticipate. So when searching for jobs, focus on the skills you have, both the technical and the transferable skills, and find opportunities that align to them. Often we get stuck on job titles. We try to find jobs that match what our certificate, our degree, our diploma, and that really limits us. And so really looking at the job and identifying those transferable skills, identifying some of those experiences that can translate is the way to do that. So, you know, really keep an open mind, and you never know, you might find something that you had never thought of. You know, when I was in communications, if someone said that I was, you know, administration and a post-secondary, I would say, no, that couldn't have happened. And so really just making sure that you take a look at all options and really search.
When you talk about you started in communications and now you're a manager of a career services team, what transferable skills do you think came from that?
Well, ultimately, that ability to communicate, right? So the ability to communicate to a variety of audiences, whether that's my team, students, alumni, industry stakeholders. And so really having that communications foundation, both written and verbal, was hugely important. I think because I started out in communications and nonprofit, I wasn't making a lot of money. So I had to move to retail. And really the bulk of that retail experience is sort of what landed me here. You know, I was a quick study. And so before long, I was doing more than just selling. I was supervising. And then from there, I was an assistant manager. And from there, I went to manager. And from there, I ran the company. That's kind of that trade-off. And again, my communication skills played huge into that because I was able to sell. And because I was able to sell and make my targets, I was able to be given more responsibilities. And so that supervising of a team, you know, if I look at that retail, a lot of research was put in into what kind of products do people want. So we were an upscale custom framing and art boutique. And so really researching trends translated into the research I had to do when I started at SAIT, right? And so all of those things, if you look at on a regular day-to-day, identifying those steps and how that could be used in other areas is kind of what we mean by those transferable skills.
What's a common misconception new grads have that you think should be debunked?
I think the most important one is that a lot of people just assume that LinkedIn is just a social media platform. While many companies use LinkedIn to share content, there's a ton of information you can find through LinkedIn to help with your own career search. I always recommend searching for people who've graduated from your program 2 to 5 years ago and see what their career path has been like. This can help determine what type of job titles you can add to your job search, what skill sets you should be highlighting in your resume. You know, it gives you a lot of insider information that you might not have. And you don't actually have to talk to people. You can check out those profiles. So I think that's the biggest thing is it's not just social media. There's a wealth of that labor market information we were talking about.
Is there a way, like a simple way to find these folks?
head to the SAIT page. From there, there's actually a little button that says alumni. And when you click that, it will actually allow you to search by your program. And so anyone who has graduated from your program and is also on LinkedIn will show up there. So that's a really good way to start kind of making some of those connections. Another good thing to do is to start following companies that you want to work for. So once you follow those companies, it will actually say, hey, did you know these people also went to SAIT? And so that's another really good way of finding some connections.
What is one simple and not so scary thing someone could do right after listening to this to get the ball rolling and maybe build some confidence when it comes to their next steps in their career?
Once again, I'm going to turn to LinkedIn. If you don't have a profile, start setting one up. And if you need help, there's, like I said, lots of resources on My Career Hub. You can book an appointment with a career advisor who can get you started. Start there because that's the first step. If you have LinkedIn, go make a new connection. As I mentioned, go to the alumni page at SAIT, find someone who graduated from your program and send them a note. Let them know you're about to graduate or you have graduated. You'd love to get connected. It's really simple. More often than not, people are going to accept that request. And then soon you actually have quite a big network. Another really simple thing, too, is if you don't want to build that connection, have a look at what people are posting and make small comments on it. That's probably the easiest thing to make your name known, but without having to put yourself out there too much. But my biggest advice is everyone had to start from scratch. And so remember that. Recognize that there's a lot of people that feel uncomfortable doing that. You know, even doing this podcast, this is my day to day, and I was nervous coming into this. And so just realizing that others sort of share those same fears and that same apprehension, but don't let that set you back because it really is all about who you know and how you can communicate to those folks.
What's the best way for alumni to get in touch with your team?
Once again, your one-stop shop's My Career Hub. Once you've logged on to there, everything's just at your fingertips, including contact information if you need to talk to somebody. If you're on campus, come on by and visit us. We're in MB205. Our office is always open. But My Career Hub will give you everything you need from booking appointments, seeing the event calendar, our online job board. As I said, all of those resources, we've got tips, tricks, everything you could possibly want. So My Career Hub is the place to start.
Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on?
No, I think just remember you're not alone. Career searches can be scary. They can be overwhelming. And we have an entire team who are here to help.
Emily Meyer graduated from the journalism program here at SAIT in 2022. Prior to completing her diploma, she had an internship with Impact Magazine, which evolved into a permanent position where she's currently an assistant editor. As a recent grad herself, she shares this piece of advice for those who might be feeling stressed when it comes to figuring out what's next after graduation.
So advice I would have for anybody who's just about to graduate and maybe you're feeling a little bit stressed, I would say to lean into it. Honestly, it's such an exciting time and it's normal to be stressed when there's uncertainty and there's so much going on and you don't know what's next, but enjoy it. You know, you're going to look back a year from now, 2 years from now, and you're going to smile. You're probably going to laugh at the fact that you were so stressed about it. I think what's really important when you're graduating is to be open-minded and to be flexible. I graduated when I was 26, and at 26, I don't know that I necessarily wanted an internship, but it was probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. I think that you've got to leave with an open mind and it'll take some of the stress away. You know, enjoy that journey to finding what you want to do. And I think it's perfectly fine to try a few different things. You know, don't put so much pressure on that first step out of school has to be perfect. I was really, really fortunate. But again, you just have to kind of go with the flow. That's my advice. Enjoy the stress because it's exciting. It's an exciting time.
A common thread between both what Erin and Emily shared on this episode is to be open-minded when it comes to what's next after graduation. Try not to limit yourself to specific job titles or experiences because there's always something to learn and skills to gain. And if you're ever feeling stuck or need support, remember, Career Advancement Services is here to help. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Alyssa Thanasopoulos, and this is the What Works podcast brought to you by SAIT Alumni. We look forward to connecting with you soon.
Connect with the SAIT alumni family. Visit SAIT.ca/alumni for information on exclusive perks, events, contests, and volunteer opportunities.